Musakim, when we spoke about last week. You saw that in the beginning of Sichat Tevi Avoida. It has to be Mizbari. And Nikva, Ben Avshenu, Belibenu. The urgency and the necessity for this Avoida. When a person is not focusing on a certain Avoida, so there are tens and tens of things on the list, which would be very nice things to work on. With Miyachid, Avoida, the person is trying, he's previous, certain kufa to work on. The chat is, now I'm gonna schwitz. Try to advance, try to really change in this shetach. In order to really be oivit, there needs to be a necessity. It's just a nice thing. It's not gonna go. It's not gonna go. You pick up a lot of nice marabakinas. In one place, the chavis lavavus is nedame. Tikkun amidus to an amputation. It's like taking away one aver to save the rest of the aver. It says, "Let over there. It's not easy. It's not so easy for a person to give up an aver. It's not so easy for a person to give up an aver." Shavui the silikim. It needs to be very clear, and that's what he talks about. It needs to be very clear that this is going to kill you. So, Mamela, that's not Avoida. Avoida when you start working on Kas, Kinder, Kovet, any Sugin Avoida is Hashem. But it's a person who has Chazak and Tefillah and Limatur. He has to see that his Leben is totally on this, on the Shini in this Sugin. So, he said that there's a Gavisa Koshi in Atzlis. Because, whereas in Shar Midas, there's a rab, a kumde esek. A person's maybe upon himself, hashchosa. The kumde esek, be a dying. Atzis is only b'sheva al-tasek. Atzis is b'sheva al-tasek. And that's where we came to be a fuke, and that's very choshev. We have to go over that. Let's be clear to us before we start. That avad, yesh avad in the hefzid. Yesh avad in. Avden ha-nefesh, hefzid ha-nefesh. In Kum Ha'esei also. No, the pshat is Och Ulebal Mashkes. It's an undergang. It's an undergang of Ashkosa. And it's very tricky and it always gets us in this. We saw from the Ben Yoyna that Ashkosa of Sheva Al-Tase is a different type of Ashkosa. It's Ashkosa of the guy who misses the train. It's not Ashkosa of positive destruction. It's not a crime. You didn't do a crime where it's going to be Miyad, you see, terrible. The guy who missed the train, the guy who's, there's no accomplishment, he's not going anywhere. He's left in the dust. It's very stuck, he's a nice guy, he's a... Last man, we went away for Shabbos, it was Hasidim. One of the Bachman can't put his act together, he missed the bus. All Shabbos, all the Bachman were talking about Nebuch. Couldn't put his act together, he's a nice guy, harmless guy. He's a loser, that's the guy's saying. He missed the Shabbos nicely. They were looking for the shore of the Shabbos. Old man. He missed the Shabbos. He couldn't. He's a nice guy. He's a harmless guy. And this is the Yitzhahara's pool. When you come 10 minutes late to say there, you stay another 10 minutes, 10 minutes late in bed for tefillah. It's so behalten. It's deceiving. I did a crime. What kind of, I did a crime here, what'd I do? 10 minutes late to say that, you know? I'm a little bit late to make a phone call, to call that person who might help me, my Shalom Bayis. I push it off, or this, or that. I'm supposed to do this for my wife, I'm supposed to. You don't see a crime, there's nothing. What am I doing? There's a gang of atzlos here. There's a gang, there's a shriek, there's a kfias of atzlos. Don't look at, oh, you're doing b'kum ba'asei. There's a mahalach, a gang of life. Adds up to nothingness. It's 10 minutes here, 20 minutes there, it's there. It It's a constant mitzvah of not going anywhere, of unproductivity. Unproductivity. And nochamo, it's so deceiving. It's so not clear that there's such a big hefsid here. But this has to be so clear to us. It has to be clear when we're about to work on answers. It can be this answers. We're working to make a life a different life. Person who's a productive person. Maybe the masmich who we spoke about, the pitul tilim shneit, and the tzaddik, the lemoishe, the impasuk, the meishin yisainu behem shivushana v'mivurei shmeinim shana v'rabam amma v'avim kigos kishvanufa. Talks about the life of a mensh. Shivim shana. The average lifespan. The Burish Mainim Shama. Few days the Pasik Rabba. It's with the hay. The Russians say Rabba means the Toykif, the Shrent of them. The Iker. The Iker of them was the Omal of them. It's good to say. Hate. Foolishness. Wasted time. God's Chishman Ufa. A person so futile. Transient. Nothing adds up. So Sharon talks about this is the tier description of most people's life. They live so much time in life, at the end, nothing adds up. There's nothing left. You go from one zman to next man. You start this man with the geschmack. And then everything falls. Everything doesn't go. Are you doing crimes? Are you doing terrible things? You're a harmless guy. You're a great guy. It's so tricky. It's the killer. It's so tricky. Is that bad guy? Why did this man go to waste? Why did the next man go to the waste? Why? I was mechazik in tefillah. I was mechazik in shalom bayis. I was mechazik in chinuch yilodim. I was mechazik in a million things. And nothing ever comes out. Unproductivity. Rabba mama vav. There's another mahalach. Zach the pasuk behemshich. Limno is yameinu kein hoida. V'novi levav chochma. Zach the volbe. There state the tikkun. To the yameishin yaseinu behemshim shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meidia. There's a musik of limno is yameinu. Count your days. V'novi levav chochma. There's a musig of not having empty days. Eight days that don't accumulate to something. Days that didn't take you and maximize. There's a musig of maximizing your day. Limnu yisemenu. The musig of minyan v'nyomim is filling up a day, making a count. The maimar musig that's alamol the musig of minyan. Minyan is paying attention. Minyan is being aggressive, doing something, stepping up, doing something. The Sviru Shivanakim. Sviru Shivanakim is called Sviru. It's needed. It's Samach. Samach Alas, Samach Beis. If you want Man Omer, it means Bedika. Sviru means Bedika. How does Sviru mean Bedika? What does Sviru mean Bedika? As I sell them in the tech. That's the way you do it. You boy, you don't just let the day pass and afterwards you see if it was down, it wasn't down. It's bedikah. That's the oifen of being soifer. Soifer is taking it and cashing it in, making it. Don't just let it go. Let it go. Sphere. Limno is yameinu. The maimah muzgah, that also could be chalal, the idea of Sphere Soimer. Sphere Soimer, since the days of Achanef HaTorah, it's yeser. Alamod is a din of limno is yameinu. And Sphere Soimer is even more, you have to even be soifer it. In a gevissa oifin that should be miyuchid, afachon esater. It's a higher dimension of being soif for the day. Maximizing that cashing in the day. Don't let it just pass. Don't just let it just roll. Limnei semein, like upon him. This capital, back to our Indian, this capital is being mitire, the person's life, how he lives life. We have to realize, and it has to be so clear to each one of us before we start working on atlas, that we're deciding how our life's going to be. It's going to be a life of rubble on the oven. And look around, you see it all the time. So many sugyas. You have the guy, two people living next to each other. One guy, after 15 years, his kids are like nothing. Another guy comes out of the mansion, the kids, you know, the kids. What happened? The other guy's in Russia, what didn't do? No, he was always just rolling. Nice guy, didn't do anything major. You have kids, go, do something, go. Look into the sugya, work in the sugya. matzing. That's the sugi of everyone. I'm just, there's so many different things that you must be on chinuch yilodim, but in every area, it's like that. There's some people shalom bayis just lies. They never mashki anything in it. Never mashki in it. Atzlus. We'll see. We'll talk about it. Why atzlus? Atzlus affects every person. It puts you in a state of iasiya. Just push it. Just go. Nothing. You're a harmless, nice guy. Oh, but you're one big zip at the end. A good big zip. One big zip, zilch, and garnish. Then. No advancement in Torah. No advancement in tefillah. No advancement in shalom bayis. No advancement in chinuch yilodim. No advancement in any of the areas you want to advance in. Nothing. Staying the same thing usually means you fall. Staying the same exact thing. It has to be clear to us before we start the sugya of atzlus. This is what's at stake. This is the sugya. Dachsech, it's urgent. Dachsech, it's a chashuv. It's a pachah. If a person is going to let atzlus be mishtarish bekirbay, it's going to take over his life. It's going to sabotage his life. That's the hefsid over here. It's a different cook. It's a different cook. It's not, you don't see a miyad. Oh, but the person is sabotaged at the end of the day, he's left in the dust. He missed the bus, he missed the train. He missed the train. Matikvala odom. That's lush. He's hopeless. The guy's hopeless. This has to be clear to us before we start. Right, I want to start. I want to open up. Divide a little bit the need of access. You want to be misakin something, you have to know Dasa Oyev. You have to learn up well. What is the inner workings? What is it? How does it work? What's the mahalach of Hatzlus? We try to work, understand it. Obviously, the person has to, by himself, work on it, notice it in his life. But first, let's try to see with the Chazal. How Chazal will magdil the mid of Hatzlus. I want to open up with the Rabbeinu Yoina, the Zikr, who didn't want to tell you when you're mad at Rabbeinu Yoina. It's a miracle of Rabbeinu Yoina, and Perk. Sayyid Perk Shani. Mavas, famous Mishnah, Tarfin Oimer. Ayoim Kotzer, La Malocha Maruba, La Poyalim Atzeilim, Askar Harbe, Balabai is Dorchid. Zokter Ben Yehuda, Zokter Mforsha, but Tarfin is the power of the life. He's not talking about one day, he's talking about the life of a person. Ayoim Kotzer, Eilu Yemoysev Shal Odom, saying the Kapitulim, Yemeshin Oisenu, Eilu Yemoysev Shalom Shim Ksorim. What do you mean they're so short? 70, it's 80. Teretz is, it's all Yachasi. It's all proportional. It's all W talking about. They're short. Keneged Meleches HaTorah. She Aruka Me'eretz Midor Chav Minyam. That's Dr. Mishnah. Hayoyim Kotzer Melocha Meruba. In association to the amount of Melocha, the amount of Torah we were put on this world for. What was the Tachlis, the Tafkir we were put on the world for? Hayoyim Kotzer. Hayoyim Kotzer. Apoyelim Atzei, that's the third group. You see, it is. Apoyelim Atzei. It's a chain of the Schar Harbe. Well, you could two oifes in the Shaykh. Balabai is Doichik. That's a Kaddish Baruch. We'll talk about later Vad in the Balabai is Doichik. Aber Kapon Mishtei Do Atir of the Mensch's life. Apoyelim Atzei. Zoka Ben Yen, what does it mean, Kevin? Eilu Bnei Adam Shemitz Atzlim Lil Moitoyer. So first, we have to be a minute. How do you know the Mitzatzel and Torah? Maybe they're talking about Mitzatzel to do mitzvahs. Maybe they're talking about Mitzatzel to do other things. You see, come out, all the Mefarshim learn the Iker Nois in the Mishnah is Limud HaTorah. The Stoma, they're coming from the next Mishnah is the Hemshech. The Mishnah says, Hu ayoyim lo yalecham locha ligmar v'lo yata b'en chayin libatum yana im lamad te Torah arbi nois mechaz v'arbi. They learned it's a Hemshech. Kinir, that's the Iker Malacha. Kinir, Limud HaTorah, the Iker Malacha. First of all, that's the Iker Malacha. And the apoyle matzeilim beikar is nizbati l'gabi limiter. Likar is baki l'gabi limiter. That's agadom. Over here comes the gavur. Look at Benyir and Meir Dikza. Listen to the lashon Benyir. Who are we talking about apoyle matzeilim? I would have said apoyle matzeilim. There are people who are awesome. We're talking about hachachomim hazrizim. Kigam hachachomim hazrizim. Ben Yonah says the Mishnah is talking about Chachomim Hazrizim. Tzadikim, the person you have on the wall, the Tzadikim, he's a Chachomim Hazrizim. Why? Ki teva ha'odom hu le'esatzel ve'ein odom nitzol mimena. That's the point. Ben Yonah says, which is a unique thing in Midas Atzos, there is nobody who is totally naki from midas atzus. Ein adam nitzel mimena. There's nobody. There is nobody. There's no such thing as a talmid chacham or a tzaddik who's totally nagua from midas atzus. El yesh marbe v'yesh mamit. Somebody has a lot of atzus. Somebody has a little bit, a tiny bit of atzus. Everyone has atzus. First pashim shad. Kinnir. This is not a klai. It's not a galah. But lechur kinnir ben yena held. If it says poilim atzelim. Talking about every person in the world. As though in the beginning of the Mishnah, Hayom Kotzev Malacha Ruba is talking about everybody. It's saying the matzav is of every human being. Hapoyel Matzelim. It doesn't say Yesh Poyel Matzelim. Hapoyel Matzelim is going off. Chaim Kanievsky. It's going off. Hapoyel Matzelim. Everyone, Matzelim. As though you can learn. Memelo, Zogta Ben Yonah, it's a muzayin that that's the Metzias that is Atzis. Zogta Ben Yonah, Taish Ki Teva Odom Hul is Atzal Ein Odom Nitzim Menach. This needs a big beer. What is it? Still on trying to explain that. Why? Who do we say about me this kas ain't other needs some men? Who do we say about me this kas kinna cover? Do we say about these other things ain't other? I don't think so. I think there's something unique here about Atzlus. I mean, you're saying it's impossible to totally rid yourself of. And here we're going to give you the etzem of what mahusa shall be nani shall Atzlus is and it's koyach. Koyach touches as a. Sharm. When you said Kiteva Adam, that's what when you're like Kiteva Adam was that's what what's made us? Teva. The her own meat is on the Teva. The her own meat is licking the Teva. What does he mean? What does he mean? Kiteva Adam was that. Doctor Mr. Sharm, Khan said in the beginning of Perry Bob and Jesus like this. The theory Kiteva Adam covering noi. The nature of a man. Afrius hechomrius gas. The material, the matter that the person is made up of is moved as afrius. Afrius and hechomrius. The earthly material, gas. I don't know how to say gas in English. I've had a good time. Gas. Thick. Maybe. Gas. Okay. Leyachbut odom b'toyachubarach. Therefore, the result of that is a person doesn't like it. Nice way to say it. A person doesn't like Torah Malacha. A person doesn't like being a Shriach himself at work. He doesn't like toil and work, exertion. Doesn't like those things. Doesn't like. Or Misha writes in this case, Lavoy Desabore, Sir, she's Gaber Neged Tivoy Atzmoy. Can you hear before and that's the Teva of the Mensch? If you want to go against it, you have to go against Teva. Shemu Maniach Atzmoy Biyad Kveidu Soivad Yushoy Atzmoy. And Mr. Sharm is mad Mirame. He uses also the Lashon Ki Teva Adam. He says Kavi Noid. He says something about Afrius. Afrius a Chomri is Gas. What's Mr. Sharm saying? So Chaim Vital in Shai Kedusha. Many times he mentioned of Adam. The dictionary of Midas. Chaim Vital sets up the Shiroshim of all the Midas. Arbi Yisoidus in a Mensch. And he says over there about Atzlus. He says Atzlus comes from Yisoid HaOfer. Yisoida offer is the shirish of midas atzvus, first, depression, and sadness in the person. And that toldoso is atzvus. Atzvus and atzlus come from offer. That reminds us on zikr, that's what Ram Chalos Maramis do when he says, Ki afru is odom chalos. So the beer is Ram is azoy. Open up the city from atzvus. Pshat l'chor is azoy. Shteita, and Chaim Vital, and Mitzir Shom at this. A mensch, is about goof. Where does the goof come from? It's okay. By the Mauritian. It was Lukach, give me offer Lukach, he was taken from offer. Zok the Torah Avram. Avram Brzezinski says, it's not only that offer is a moment, sir, the machus of a mensch is offer. That is what the mensch is, he's offer. There's a pasuk. Offer ato vel offer toshev. Your offer. Is a cloud gadol in every thing that exists in this world. This is the core, the sherish of the existence, and sometimes it could go misrachik from its original life. Everything in the world always wants to go back to what it is, what it is, what it is, what the zach is, of course, what it is. What's offer? Offer is a doing me. I'm a little bit saying Mark more than Teresa Brown says. Offer is a doing me. Offer is a spitz daimim. What's a daimim? If you say one thing about a daimim, it doesn't move. Pasha, it doesn't move. That's what a daimim is. It doesn't move. No movement. No movement. No chias, no movement. It's totally stationary. Kinirin, since that is what the guf and is a chiluk of the nefesh is that, is ba'ofer, shorosh ba'ofer. Its comfort zone is a matziv of itnua. It's a matziv itnua. We call it in English, those of remember in English, inertia. Inertia. Inertia means a state of movement. That is the comfort zone of the guf. Memela, it can't stand movement. It can't stand exertion. Culture can't exertion. It can't stand movement. Culture can't mamatz, a difficult mamatz, a push, an extension, extension. That's nega the teva of what the guf is. The guf wants to be what it is. What it is. What to stay. What it is. What it's comfortable. It's comfortable. What it is. The second you're moving it, that's not uncomfortable. It's foreign from what it is. That is the kfeidus that the Nisham talks about. The Nisham talks about kfeidus. It's a heaviness. The person wants to start getting up in the morning. Heavy. You want to start moving. You know, you come in Sunday morning, you start saying a word, you're sitting like this. No, come on! It's coughing, it's coughing. Nothing, nothing's doing. The brain, everything is coughing. What is that kfeidus? The mashal akor b'yoyser to that kfeidus that the Nisham is talking about is what we have in the world, the gravitational. Gravity. In the world, gravity. Gravity brings all matter down to be a resting spot. To be resting, to go down, to go down, to be resting. In our systems, we also have a gravitational pull. The gravitational pull, let's say this, don't matter. It's a little bit from gravity, Albert. It always brings us back to that same matter of inertia. It just wants to be in inertia. That's what it wants to be. It just wants to be inertia. Why does it want to be inertia? Why? Why? So this is the problem. Why? Because that's what it is. That's what it is. That's what the mensch is. The mensch, be'etzim b'shoy roshoy, besides the nefesh, which has to be in the zohar, besides al chalokim, tuptoiv in the neshama, be'etzim is a clod of earth. A lazy clod of earth. That's what it is. It's a lazy clod of earth. That's what it is. So why does he want to be lazy? Special agenda? There's a special motive why he wants to be a Jew? No. Because thus is it. Teva Adam, thus is the mahus of the mensch. He wants to be. Vos is this. Vos is. Here, lick the chilik to every single midah. Come on. Every other midah ra nasis. Every midah ra, there's a motive, there's an agenda to the midah. It's trying to get something. It's trying to get something. Kas. It's trying to get something. Something extremely annoying. Or something I went against my rots, and I partially have to bash that. I have to eradicate that. Taiva, covet, gaiva. All these things, they're trying to get something, trying to accomplish something. Trying to get taiva, fill the taiva, mamali themselves. Trying to get covet, trying to get gaiva. Every midah has a motive and an agenda they're trying to get. Of course, the netiya to take care of that need is put in the person. It's beteva. Oh, but that's not the standard state of the mensch. That's not, he's not a chefetz of gaiva. He's not a chefetz of kovet. He has a minatiyah to be nimshach, have to gaiva, to be in his goyah, to be. Atzlos is not like that. That's who you are. You're a matzv of a couch potato. That's who you are. Just to stay there and do that. You ask the guy, what are you doing in bed all day? What are you trying to do? What am I trying to do? The matzv is here, that's my comfort zone. Why? Where? Hell? I'm not trying to do anything. I'm not trying to do anything. Oh, but that's where I'm comfortable. That's what Atlas is. That's my temper. That's what I want. I want to be who I am. Be who I am. It's not even, you don't have to say I want to be. It's there. Oh. So if we understand that, it's in Columbus, it's under that. It comes out with this. The difference between Atlas and other Midas is, other Midas need a Ma'ur. They need a Ma'ur. They need a catalyst trigger that triggers the Midas. Every other midah has midah. Many times the things are mibachutz. Sometimes it's a fin. Not all times things that are ma'ur are midah. Sometimes it's a fin. But it needs a ma'ur. It needs a ma'ur. You need something to ma'ur you to be kayas. You need something to ma'ur you to kinah. It could be a lot of times a fin, but there's a sorus. There's a chalois. There's something that caused the catalyst. Atzlus doesn't need any sorus. Dos is dos. Dos is dos the mensch. Dos is dos. Dos is the standard matziv of a mensch. He's a cheftzu from Atzlus. and back to the minyan. Das is poshetach from minyan. Zok to minyan. Das meant it. Ki teva odem losatz. What does he mean? Every munach in the teva. That is his teva. That is his teva. The lashon of Teres Avram is atzus is not a mida protis, and it's not a mida klolis. It's the mahus of the man. That's the pshat. A tzaddik could work on being oikar midah. He could be work on oikar midah. So he could work if he works on being oikar midah. Yeah. So he gets rid of the tendency to be koyas. He gets rid of it. Doesn't have shlit on him. The yitzhar that causes him. That's ma'urim tekas. It doesn't have shlit on him right now. Could come back later. But he could get to a matzev where he's kvishas amidas, tikkun amidas. The Rasul talks about to madregas in tikkun amidas. He can get to that. But atzus, he could stop being a mensch until he's a malach, until his body, this 250 pounds of earth that we're carrying on us, leave us. He has atzus within him. He's atzus. The second he's not zardus, he's atzus by default. It's not even nothing has to happen. He's atzus by default. The atzlus is in the mensch lane. Ain't no them needs only mana. Yesh mamet v'yeshem, yesh marben. This is pshat Rabbeinu. In Yoneinu, we're starting to see a stronghold, what a vast and how widespread, how extensive the koyach of atzlus is to take over our life. Atzlus is something that, yeah, you're right. When it hits you, it's not stronger necessarily. But a lot of the meters, when it hits you, it's much stronger. When taiva comes, kina, gaiva, kas could hit a person uncontrollable. Oh, but it's not always there. It's not constantly there every single second. Atzlus is there every second. You fight the first half an hour later, so you think you're somewhere. No, it's still here. This in the next bar, the next chelik l'sugi is still there. You went to get up, to pick yourself up, to get up the safer, which you know you're supposed to do. You're supposed to look it up inside. You did it once in the seder, the next time, weiter won't be. Weiter atzlus. You started to have kavana. We'll talk about this in the Hemshah. Kavana in Shemar Esrei. It has to go. You have to extend yourself. You have to exert yourself. You did one bracha, two bracha. It's there. That's there. The next bracha. It doesn't have to be in the Sayer. It doesn't have to come from the outside. It's there. It's there. Kaseder. This atzlus that we spoke about in the beginning of this vada last time that gobbles up the grounds here. It doesn't let you go anywhere. You're an honest guy, right? Not doing anything terrible, but it doesn't allow you to go and cash in. It doesn't allow you to go to be menatzel. It's there. It lurks. It doesn't lurk. It's there. It's you. It's you and it's yearning to go back to push it. To go back to the sweatpants. It must be what it is. Let's sit on the couch. It's comfortable. Why? Where? What do you have to gain from it? Nothing. Garnish. Exactly. One big shave al tassim. Why shave al tassim? Nothing. No grease is actually mine. That's what matches. This is the uptight shabbat. This is what we wanted tonight. To open up what Atzlus is. Atzlus always has, there is always a connection to Shiflus. Because that's what Atzlus Benson holds you. Holds you low, holds you push dirt. You know, you want to be an Adam, you want to take off? No, stay there. Gemara in the Durham says, maybe the Gemara. Bro brings up a problem with Shosu's Gemara. It says there's a musig on a carbon Pesach. You have to be in the Smana and a carbon Pesach. You have to be in the Smana and a carbon Pesach. That's the halacha. There's a musig that a father could go. He's going up to Yerushalayim. He wants all his kids to go. So he says, I'm only a mamane and misha yalam and chem rishon. He tells his sons, I'm the mamane of misha yalam and chem rishon. And his father, my friend, braver, nish braver, still a bit of it. They're nice. Can't need anymore. Bro, no, no, no. He's talking about Bryce, Maisha Shoya. Bryce says, Maisha Shoya, that there was a father who said, I'm Yimaman and Mishi Yal Mechem Rishon. And he had girls and boys. To both of all of them, girls and boys. And lo and behold, the girls made it first. The bonis, Magdimis, and the girls came before the boys. Zok the Bryce and Nimsu bonis, Zrizois, the bonim Shveilim. That's a lot of bonim Shveilim. Check of all, but that's the opposite of Zrizois. Bonim Shveilim, it should say. Bonim Shveilim. Offer just lays you low, you're just low, you're low. The taka is a person sees when a person is like just stays in bed the whole day, he brings the depression. It goes the other way around. Also, a person who's depressed don't want to do anything, it's always like that. You don't want to do anything. You want to get out of depression, you gotta get yourself moving. Okay, stop moving, get out of yourself, stop moving. Get out of the chiffles. Kapanim is what you want. wanted tonight. This is what Atlas is. This is what we have in front of us.